I wouldn't worry too much about his captaincy. I don't think that's very good. He's got an imagination problem that is important in Australia. His best chance with captaincy is if he takes quite a bit of advice from Stokes, and Stokes establishes himself as a very aggressive player.
Welcome back to Sports Day. That is the voice of course, the Australian great himself, Ian Chappell, who I was just thinking on the weekend, Jared, the most famous cricketer slash brand amalgamation that we've had is what? Tubby Taylor and Fujitsu?
Fujitsu.
I think Chappelli might have gone past him with ease.
The spinal ease?
Spinal ease.
Well, I was looking for a reason why Chappelli was a little bit grumpy in that interview with Joe Root. And we do know that it's not because he's had a bad sleep, because he's on the spinal ease. And the number one ambassador for spinal ease, Ian Chappell, Chappelli Chappell, joins us on the line. Welcome to you, Chappelli. It's been a while.
G'day, Jared. How are you? It has been a while, mate. But yes, that didn't make me grumpy.
Tell me, why have you got him in your sights?
Well, I haven't got him in my sights. I just, you know, I was asked a question about Joe Root's captaincy. I think he's a very good batsman, but he's not much of a captain. He hasn't got a great imagination, and I think that's important in Australia. I think that Pat Cummins will be a good captain. It'll probably take him a while to get into the job, but I reckon by the end of the series, Pat could be well and truly miles in front of Joe as a captain, and if that's the case, then Australia will win pretty comfortably.
Have they got a dearth of people that could captain if it was, you know, elected or decided that they needed someone more creative?
Well, I think Stokes would be a good captain. Aggressive players don't always make good captains, but I think Stokes has got a lot going for him. I think he's got a very good cricket brain. He's a terrific batsman. He's a tremendous bowler. And you should never underestimate his fielding. He's a terrific catcher. So he's got all the attributes. And I think he would make a good captain. Joe Root would do well to listen to him.
So, Ian, I'm fascinated by this. What makes an imaginative captain, to use your words? And who was the most imaginative captain that we've had recently, say, between the likes of, you know, Ponting, Clark and Steve Smith?
Oh, well, I'd go back to Mark Taylor. I think Mark Taylor was the best captain Australia's had for quite some time. I think he had the tactical and psychological imagination. But that's one part of captaincy. That's the on-field side of it. The really important side, I think, is the man management off the field. And I think Mark Taylor was very good at that. Michael Clark was terrific. I think he was up there with Mark Taylor on the field. But I don't think Michael Clark was too good off the field. I think Pat Cummins has got a chance to do both jobs pretty well.
Can I ask you, Chappelli, about the Kookaburra? There was a really interesting story by Daniel Breddick in The Age today saying that we're about to release this new ball.
Vastly different proposition to the one used 4 years ago, likely to keep moving through the air and off the seam in a much more sustained manner.
So I suspect, Ian, it was designed and introduced to Australia to try and negate our problems when we go to England, but all of a sudden we haven't used it. They haven't used it, but they're used to producing a delivery with more movement through the air. Are we putting ourselves at a disadvantage here?
Well, you know, I just don't understand all this palaver with the ball. I mean, and I'm going back to the days when I played.
Yep.
You know, we didn't really take much notice of the ball. It did whatever it did. You played what came down, not what you thought was coming down. And, you know, that's really all you bothered about. So the fact that there's been so much controversy over the ball, what the Duke's ball does in England, what the Kookaburra ball doesn't do in Australia, because we've got all this controversy, it bemuses me. I certainly didn't get caught up in it when I played, and I'm surprised that it's bothering people now.
Are you surprised that we have changed the seam? And, I mean, if it does start swinging around dramatically in Brisbane, I think it's going to be a topic of much focus.
It will be, yeah. I mean, and if it does act like the Duke's ball, well, then, yes, I would say that's an advantage to England. I think England have got a very good attack for their own conditions.
Yep.
But I see the attack that England have got here as one that could struggle under Australian conditions. And I think the big difference in this series will be the difference between the Australian attack and the English attack. I think Australia is far better suited to home conditions. But if suddenly they've made all these supposed changes to the Kookaburra ball, well, then you can throw out the form guide and you've got to see what happens then in the tests in Australia.
Ian Chappell joining us on Sports Day. England has named their 12-man squad for what it's worth. Root, Broad, Burns, Butler, Hamid, Leach, Milan, Pope, Robinson, Stokes, Wokes and Wood. Ian, your thoughts on Mitch Stark? Shane Warne thinks he's lucky to be playing in the first test. Then we've got people we've had on this show like Brendan Julian and Merv Hughes saying that Warne is being too tough on him. Where do you stand?
Well, I'm not surprised that Stark's in this team. You've got an Australian attack that I think needs the variety of Stark. He's a left-armer. If he gets the ball swinging early on, he could be very dangerous with the new ball. And then if he's got the old ball reversing, he could be really dangerous with the lower order players. So I'd be picking Stark certainly in the first two and see what happens. If he's up to form, I think he's a part of this attack. If you've got to get rid of Stark and you bring in Richardson, well, then you've got a good attack, but it's all right-armed. And I just like the variety of the left-armer in that squad.
I think I know the answer to this, Jared, but just for what it's worth, Ian, given the inclement conditions in Queensland the last couple of weeks, any chance you'd consider bowling if you won the toss?
Oh, it would take a lot. But you'd have to be there. You'd have to see what it's like tomorrow morning. And I think I'd go back to what my grandfather, Vic Richardson, told me and bear in mind that he was a captain in the era of the uncovered pitches. And he said, 9 times out of 10, you bat first. 10th time, you think about sending the opposition in, but you still bat first anyhow. If it's not raining at the Gabba, then I think I'd be batting.
And are you believing that the bookies have got it right at $1.60, Australia the series?
I think, if England don't win the first test, then they're in big trouble. If the test is diminished by poor weather and England aren't on top in the first test, again, I think they're in big trouble.
Yeah.
I don't understand odds. I'm not a punter, but I think that Cummins will get better and better as a captain as the series goes on. And I suspect that Root's captaincy, which I don't think much of, I think it could diminish during the series. If that happens, Australia could easily win 3-0.
And one final one, Ian. How are you driving your new bed? There's 3 or 4 gears for various levels of comfort. Are you getting confused by whether you want it soft, hard or in the middle?
I just push the button and it goes to a position that I feel very comfortable in. And any problems that I have are health problems, not from lack of sleep.
So he sleeps just like you batted. You just push the button and off he goes. Ian, great to have you on. We'll chat to you throughout the series.
Okay, thanks a lot, guys.
The great Ian Chappell there. And I swear, Jared, I wasn't trying to get him to say exactly what he said.
I've heard it a couple of times, but you knew it was coming.
That takes me back to my childhood hearing that. Ian Chappell joining us as we go to the break.